This is Doug Silverstein with the Cisco Data Center Marketing Team, and I'm joined today by Ambrose Tracy from Microsoft. Ambrose currently is a member of the Microsoft SharePoint product team, and he's held many roles over at Microsoft in the past 16 years. Ambrose and I are going to talk today for a few minutes about the collaborative work between Cisco and Microsoft around application networking and network optimization for Microsoft SharePoint deployments. Ambrose, you certainly are an appropriate person to speak with about this topic because, if I understand correctly, within the SharePoint group, your focus is on IT operations and storage. So I assume this means you're responsible for ensuring that SharePoint product is scalable, that it performs well in challenging situations, and generally that IT teams can deploy SharePoint on large scales without experiencing performance degradation. Is that a fair assessment of your role, Ambrose?
That's a good assessment, Doug. Thank you. It's good to talk about this. Yeah, I'm a program manager on the what we call the storage and operations team in Windows SharePoint Services. WSS acts as the platform technology for the Microsoft Office SharePoint Server product suites, as well as other products and even third-party products that build on the SharePoint technology. The team itself is about 20 folks strong, including developers and testers. And as you say, we focus on deployment, config, upgrade, performance, scale, and also the IT and administrator experience deploying SharePoint itself.
Okay, good. So then I did assume correctly, and I should note that I should assume correctly because my group at Cisco has been working with Ambrose and his team on application networking for SharePoint since January of 2007, so about 10 or 11 months now. So Ambrose, I want to start off by asking a question about trends. So what do you see as the largest or most visible SharePoint deployment trends out there right now, and specifically want to focus on the IT operations area?
So there's a few main trends that we see, particularly that challenge the IT folks in their operational space. The first one is what we call sort of global reach and globally dispersed use cases. Customers see the value for SharePoint and using it to enable worker collaboration in their sort of core offices and headquarter offices, and they want to take that same value to all their employees in branch offices and more remotely. And the main point around that is they want to be able to do that efficiently without sort of adding new data centers or extending their IT footprint. And then to that efficiency point, we see folks, you know, wanting to keep control of the content and the intellectual property that's in SharePoint. So they want to hold their consolidated their data centers or even consolidate further if they can. And then the final facet is sort of a little bit orthogonal to that, but it deals with what we call specialized or vertical deployments. We're seeing some customers build mission-critical applications on top of SharePoint, so they want to make those available to all of their user base as well. And that, in turn, sort of puts a challenge on how do I make SharePoint available to everybody in my organization. So those are sort of the main trends that we see there. Global reach, more control, and more important and mission-critical apps sitting on top of SharePoint.
Okay, great. So first I'd say these trends are quite a bit different from those of more departmental or work group deployments. I use one that covers 50 people in my group. But for these larger deployments, want to ask now, then what are the challenges that you see keep coming up for your customers based on these trends? And again, focusing on the IT operations side of these deployments.
So the beginning thing is maximum reliability and usability of the product. SharePoint is a rich application, and taking that experience broadly can be challenging, particularly if users are suffering from high latency situations. And anything we can do to sort of make the circle of users bigger that can be served by a SharePoint deployment is always a valuable thing for the IT folks. The second sort of thing that we see is these environments are now sort of the way of work for most users. In other words, they're highly mission critical. If people can't get to their SharePoint application to share their documents, to collaborate and work on whatever they're working on, then basically they're not at work. And so the availability piece is crucial to that. And the final thing is doing that within the infrastructure that's there, not incurring extraordinary extra cost, and being able to sort of derive the best value from the network and the infrastructure that's already in place. So those are sort of the main, take that app, send it to all of my users now, how do I do that effectively, sort of issues that IT are struggling with.
Okay, so reliability and usability, challenge of getting the global reach, and then making it highly available keeping costs in control. Okay,
yeah.
So good. Now, if I could, I'd like to discuss how we're addressing these challenges together, and I'd like to break it down in two areas, data center versus WAN, because we've been working together in both these areas, and our work in Microsoft at Redmond and in San Jose at Cisco, we've been at this about a year now. So I'd like to ask you how you would explain the benefits of the Cisco WAN optimization solutions for your customers' SharePoint deployments.
Sure. So the WAS technology is great in terms of caching, compression, the protocol optimizations. It you know, helps offload a bunch of work from the web servers that are hosting SharePoint. Things like, particularly where you have 50% or a lot of latency across the wire, and you can reduce the access time, by up to 50% on some WAN links. That goes back to that notion I said of making the circle bigger, pulling more users in with a single deployment. The one number that always impresses me is the bandwidth savings, particularly where you have a lot of traffic on a link, and being able to sort of reduce that by up to 85% in some cases helps a whole bunch in terms of the getting more users through a smaller pipe, in a sense. And as I said earlier, SharePoint is a rich experience. There's a lot of dynamic content, document libraries, list items that don't cache well in the browser, and being able to use the WAS cache technology to enable delivery and caching of that is a big advantage. Some other things, uploading and downloading from SharePoint, branch office scenarios, having the WAS device in place certainly helps all those downloads, caching them locally and things like that at the branch can help a bunch as well.
Okay, excellent. So that's good to hear. It sounds like from your standpoint, there are strong benefits of the WAN optimization for SharePoint in certain circumstances, certainly. So the corollary to that question is, how would you explain the benefits of the Cisco data center application switching solutions for your customers' SharePoint deployments?
So it goes to, as I said earlier, this notion of the Cisco hardware being able to take the load off the web servers themselves, not having to do things like SSL termination or even a bunch of load balancing on the server boxes themselves gives us more horsepower to deliver the SharePoint experience itself. And also on the availability side, it's been something that understanding how the ACE technology works is pretty cool in terms of it can give you a health and monitoring facility that you can use to sort of test whether your SharePoint servers are available or not. It has its own fault-tolerant design, and the notion of the use of virtualization in there is pretty cool in terms of having a box that can respond and help manage and provide a solid SharePoint infrastructure.
Okay, great. So, and you're talking about, of course, Cisco ACE is our load balancing product, and in the previous WAN optimization question, talking about Cisco WAS, which is our WAN optimization solution. So thanks. So final question, and that is, what have you learned about application networking in the past 10 months you've been working with Cisco?
Well, it's been a great experience to sort of learn networking from the experts a little bit, and we've learned and started to understand more detail on the SharePoint side that the network is important to the success and the experience of the application for users. If it's not robust and fast, the user experience is going to struggle a little bit. And then the other aspect is customers have invested a bunch in infrastructure that's already there, and being able to sort of leverage that and make sure that it works well with SharePoint is valuable to serve both our joint customers.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Ambrose, for your time, and thanks for your team's time in this project. We look forward to working with you more going forward to help customers with their SharePoint deployments.
Indeed, and thank you and your team for the work. It's been good.
Yeah, so if you'd like to learn more information about Cisco Application Networking or specifically about Cisco Application Networking for SharePoint, please direct you to the following websites. First one is www.cisco.com/go/application services. That's one word, www.cisco.com/go/application services. And also www.cisco.com/go/optimize my app, one word.